Good morning. It's 11 a.m. We are here today, April 11, 2017, in the OPA hearing room, Suite 907 of the DNA building in Hagatna, Guam, for the pre-hearing of OPAPA 17-003 J&B Bonner Tech versus the Guam Community College. Presiding over the hearing today are hearing officer Peter C. Perez and public auditor Doris Forrest Brooks. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability, are Jared Hernandez and shortly Llewellyn Terlahi. Will appellant J&B please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning, Seth Foreman, counsel for J&B. Mr. Gene Bungayan is in a bid opening, so I don't know if he'll be able to make it this morning.
Thank you. Will purchasing agency GCC please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning, Rebecca Wrightson with Cabot Mantononia. We represent GCC, which is the purchasing agency in this instance, and we do not have any representatives of GCC here.
Thank you. For the record, there are no interested parties who have filed to join in this appeal. Thank you. We may proceed.
Good morning. Before we proceed, I just need to disclose that Mary Okada is a relative of mine. It's not my belief that that relationship will affect my ability to be fair and impartial as a hearing officer, but I just needed to make that disclosure in the event the parties had any questions or needed to take any action on that information.
Let's see. J&B will accept your representations that won't affect your participation. I have discussed it with Mr. Bungayan, the president of J&B, and we would waive any objection.
Okay, thank you.
And GCC does not have any objection.
Okay. So it appears that the procurement record and the agency report have been filed. No motions appear to have been filed by April 10th. Do the parties intend to file any motions?
We filed a motion
yesterday.
Oh, okay. Sorry. What is the motion?
It's a motion for expeditious dismissal. We believe that there is no reason to go to a hearing on this matter and that everything can be decided on the record.
And Mr. Foreman, have you had an opportunity to review the motion?
I was only able to give it a quick skim.
Okay. How much time do you need to respond?
Perhaps 1 week from the date of service, which was yesterday, so by Monday next week. And I may even be faster than that, but just to be safe.
So by the, is it by the 18th?
17th,
really?
I think by 17th. It was served yesterday, so I count that in the 1 week.
And then can you follow your reply by the 22nd?
Or 21st.
I'm sorry, 21st. Or do you need till the 24th?
If I could have until the 24th, I have some other matters. And also, I will be working on GCC's rebuttal to the agency report comments, which are due 5 working days from when they were filed, which was Monday.
Okay.
Yesterday.
And then in terms of the hearing date, which are we
going to be? The hearing date would be, well, how much time do they need? Because that would be May 1st versus...
Does May 1st work for the parties for the hearing on the motion to dismiss?
I believe so.
That should work well for me.
Okay. 11 o'clock. We can probably hear that motion within an hour, right?
I would assume so.
And then we'll proceed from there in terms of scheduling if necessary. Okay?
Yeah. I did request a hearing to preserve our rights, but it's possible, it looks like all the motion or all the issues are being well defined, so the motion hearing. When I say dispositive, I don't mean I think it would be granted, but it may cover everything and we may be able to
So we'll come back at on May 1st at 11 o'clock on the motion to dismiss, and we'll go from there. Are there any other matters?
And you may, and you still reserve your right. Did you already file requesting a hearing?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so then we'll still keep that in mind. That should, after this, have the hearing.
Okay, if there's nothing else, we'll go off the record.
We're off the record at 11:06 a.m.
Thank you.